You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Je suis Bix de Bix Médard et quand je veux m'envoler, j'aime écouter Electrical Language.
Hello everybody, it's Garbor here, and for reasons that I'll explain a little bit later on, I'm starting to record this podcast on Wednesday the 22nd of April 2009. I may well continue tomorrow Thursday, but this is Electrical Language number 167, recorded for release on Saturday the 25th of April 2009. We're going to start off with some ambient, mellow, electronic instrumental music by Mind Things from France.
Calling out your soir, on nous cinq, sûrs de notre insouciance, sûrs de notre avance. Et ces heures passées à s'emporter sur le son qu'on allait inventer, sur les routes à tracer, les mondes à explorer. Je m'étais dit, c'est de la sorcellerie.
I suspect that before the end of the podcast, you'll notice that there is something of a theme running through Electrical Language number 167. But we'll come to that. No, in fact, I'll leave it to you to work it out. It's not going to be that difficult, actually. Now, why am I recording this on Wednesday? Well, if you remember two of the last three podcasts, number 164 and 166, I only recorded fairly late on the Sunday evening, wanted to get the podcast out, having been busy with family life really through the weekend. And I mentioned, I think, in last week's podcast that I was thinking about recording the podcast at work, and that's what I've decided to try and do today. So I'm sitting at my desk in the office. I think the acoustics sound different. I don't know how much this is going to be masked by the post-recording treatment that I shall give, and the fact that I'm using soundbed music, but my office sounds a little bit echoey. You can probably hear odd bits of my chair squeal. Looking a reasonably busy street, so there's traffic noise, and you can get dogs yapping outside and things like that. And also, of course, being in the office, they're liable to be interruptions, whether it be from the telephone or from clients walking, not clients, colleagues walking in, as indeed happened a couple of minutes ago, meaning I had to restart this. Also, just to tell you about the kit, I've got a handheld microphone that we use for digital dictation. You know, I dictate onto our computer system, and a typist in another room, or indeed sometimes off-site, picks up the typing. And this handheld microphone has a loose part in it, so I have to hold it very, very carefully, or else you get that, which you may have heard a little sort of click from the loose bit inside. Anyway, the music, what have we heard so far? We started off with Mind Things. Now, Mind Things is the project of a French lad, and come on, I'm waiting for the page to open up. That's the other thing, the computer in the office, a bit slower on the processing power and the memory. Anyway, it's Mind Things is the project of Clément Pérez. He's a young composer. He began playing music at the age of 6, playing drums. He's got a passion for music and has experimented and played various other instruments, guitar, bass, piano, and he has been composing since the age of 13. I think he's not so very much older. I think he's probably still a teenager, using various computer software. And he's got 4 albums out on Jamendo. The song that I played is called, bear with me a moment because I've forgotten what it's called. It's called Highways Lines. And that is from Mind Things' album called Above Everything. There's another one, and well, there's 4 albums on Jamendo. There's another one called Identity, which I downloaded yesterday, and I'm really enjoying it. And that's providing the 2 tracks I'm using for Soundbed Music today. Talking about Jamendo and people like Mind Things, Jamendo is a very good source for this kind of ambient music, especially French performers, and they're obviously a lot of fairly talented guys out there working, you know, at home with their computers and keyboards and assorted software and producing this music, and probably because they know their chances of any commercial success are not that great, they're happy to share the music with you and me free of charge via Jamendo. So do go to Jamendo, follow the links that I'll put up on the show notes to Mind Things, and then just play around in Jamendo, have a listen, have a look. If you like to download things, you always can, free of charge, although you have the capability to give a little tip, as it were, to the artist. Now, Mind Things was followed by Lunascape, and here's a song I have played before, although it may have been just on one of the Three Men in a Pod podcasts that Grant Mason from Three from Leith and Neil from Well Made Music and I did a couple of years ago. Anyway, the song by Lunascape is called Mind Stalking, which is the title track of their album, funnily enough, called Mind Stalking. Lunascape is Kyoko Bertson, is the vocalist, and I've forgotten the name of the her collaborator in Lunascape. Kyoko Bertson is the singer on the song I've played several times by Sleep Thief called Just Say It, and that's how I came to find Kyoko and Lunascape. They're from Belgium, and what can I say? Oh yes, I did see on their website, www.lunascape.net, that as at the end of December 2008, the band Lunascape have called it a day. Now, I don't know if you just heard and the sound of a lorry going by outside my window. I'll try and soften out the road noise. Third song in that mix, Bertrand Priuso, who I did play a few months ago. He's also French. He's from Paris. He's also French, bearing in mind that Lunascape are Belgian. But Bertrand is from Paris, and he's got an excellent album out called Les Mains Libres, Free Hands, or Hands Free. He performs everything, and I'm just really really good. He says on his MySpace page, and I'm going to do a sort of ad-lib translation from the French, Bertrand Priozot is an author, composer, and interpreter of music. His songs are in the folk and rock style, and he tries to combine writing in a French style with creating an Anglo-Saxon sound. The song that I played is from his album Les Mains Libres. Really good album, really enjoyable. And that was called Le Dernier des Délires, The Last of the Deliriums, I suppose. Right, I'm going to carry on with a band called Spleen, that again I found on Tremendo. Here's a song called Funambule, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
Laisse sur mon livre d'or, hélas, trop de ratures. Funambule maladie, second cirque ambulant. Où il est si dur de marcher droit, en ce pays des faux semblants, où les fous sont plus lucides que les foules de croyants, suivant la procession, puisqu'il faut choisir un camp.
Before I tell you about Spleen, I forgot to give you the website details for Bertrand Priozot. Bertrandpriozot.fr. So it's www.bertrandpriozeau.fr, and also myspace.com/Bertrand Priozot. Now, if you were unable to write that all down or didn't quite catch it, don't worry, go to the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk and look for Electrical Language number 167, and there you will find all the links. You know what to do, please click on the links, let the artists know, because you'll find a way of communicating with them, let them know how much you've enjoyed their music. I'm sure they will let you have music. If you're able to buy something from them, they will be more than grateful. And do not forget to tell them where you heard the music. That, by the way, was on Electrical Language. Now, Spleen. As I said, they're on Tremendo. They're from Argenteuil in France. I need to look that up on a map. I don't think I've been to Argenteuil. A musical project going since 2002. And again, a bit of improvised translation from the French. The project includes bricolage, electronic DIY, experiments in pop and other things. The creator loves working with machines such as guitars and other instruments, and dives in with both feet, plunges with both feet into the universe of music assisted by computer, so as to get out of it, to extract from it music that is sometimes difficult to classify, changing with his moods and with his eclectic tastes and styles and so on. So that's what I know about Spleen. I'll put up the links on Jamendo, because Jamendo links are not straightforward. Again, Spleen have a number of albums up, and I'm just trying to remind myself the name of this one. Yes, this song, Funambule, came from an album called Les Algorithmes de Venus, The Algorithms of Venus. And very enjoyable it was too, I'm sure you'll agree. Now, Bix Médard. Bix from Bix Médard very kindly introduced the podcast and told you that when she wants to envoler, when she wants to fly away, she likes to listen to Electrical Language. It's very sweet of her. And frankly, if that's that's what you'd like to do, yes, why not listen to Electrical Language as you fly away? Now, Bix Médard, they are also from Belgium. I'll tell you a bit more after I've played this song, but I just thought I'd tell a little story. I think it was about 1967, I suppose. I was eight. I went to Paris on a weekend with my parents. Now, in those days, in the 60s, that was a relatively unusual thing to do. And it was a great experience. I'm sure it's what kick-started my love of the French language. But one thing I always remember from that is listening to, I think my father had a radio cassette player, and somehow we had that with us, although it was a fairly chunky thing because it was a fairly early one. And we're playing, he played this cassette called Le Paris de Montand. It was songs by the French actor and singer Yves Montand. Classics such as La Vie en Rose, and also a wonderful song that's always associated with Yves Montand called C'est Si Bon. It's so good. Anyway, here's Bix Médard and their take on C'est Si Bon.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots tout, des petits rien du tout, mais qui en disent long. En voyant notre mine ravie, les passants de se dire des mots tout, c'est parce que c'est si bon.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast on the train, you may not have noticed any sound just after Beaks stopped singing then, but if not, well, I quite like the little noise of the train symbolising the end of the journey there. Anyway, Beaks Medard, who are they? They are Beaks herself on voice and flute, Peter Klassen on programmation, programming at bass, and Virginie Verdier on a dance. Now, I don't think we could hear Virginie on that song. You can find them at bixmedard, B-I-X-M-E-D-A-R-D .be at myspace.com/bixmedard. And so they tell us they're influenced by the likes of Bjork, Coco Rosie, and even Serge Gainsbourg. Bixmedard point towards La Nouvelle Chanson Française in an electro-acoustic downbeat style. And certainly I can see that. You can hear that taking of the sort of typical traditional French song, French chanson style, but applying some modern touches to it of the electronic and new wave influenced bass playing of Peter Klassen. Anyway, they're based in Brussels, which is the very extreme capital of Europe, I understand, or that's what they say. And Beaks Medard tell us that they reflect the contradictions and plurality of today's society, a multicultural, contemporary, and electronic world, associating one of the oldest instruments, the flute, with electronic sounds and with poetry. I could go on, but do check them out. They've got an album out which is called Beaks Medard, which makes it self-titled or even eponymous, and they very kindly sent it to me, and I have enjoyed listening to it. And somehow that singing style of that Beaks has, you can only get away with that in French. Well, tell me if you disagree. Yeah, anyway, there it is. I'm going to close the podcast with one more song by Beaks Medard, and this is called Je Respire, I Breathe. So here it is, Beaks Medard, Je Respire.
Je Respire. Je respire un grand coup. Mes jambes avancent. Thank you.
once again, we're at the end of the podcast. Please let me know what you think of the sound quality of this one, given that I'm using the handheld microphone, which is not really intended for such high quality audio. And given that I'm doing this in the office, what I'm trying to do, obviously, is find a way of making sure I can bring a podcast to you every week. So I'm using my lunch breaks in the office for the purpose. Anyway, that's it. Thanks to everyone who's provided the music for this week's podcast. They've been Mind Things from France, Lunascape from Belgium, Bertrand Piozzo from France, Spleen from France, and Bix Medal from Belgium. Thanks to them. And of course, thank you for downloading and for listening and for sending me your feedback. Goodbye.